The living room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has been called the parlor. We have very little use for our living room since the daughter's all married. We don't ever sit up there. But since we've got that den, we built it on land, so we stay back there more. In the winter, we stay back there. We really got too much house. When they all come home, it's full.
Well, tell me, are there any houses around here, you know, some like these old houses that have the real high ceilings? You ever been in a house like that?
Yes, sir. I have, but I don't know of one that's... Now, over here on our farm, our old farmhouse that has two rooms of it, it's a high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got hay in it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off the road. Turn to the left and go out there. But I remember all the old houses, you know. I remember with these high ceilings. You know, they were cool.
Oh, yeah. Ring about how they were.
I wonder about that. I think over on the farm, those are just 10 foot. But they have been on me a lot higher than that. You know they were hard to heat.
I hate to try to air condition one.
That's true. That's what makes this little house so hot, though, if the ceilings are real low in it. There's no insulation in it, anything up there except what you can see. I say every year, well, next year I'm going to buy me an air conditioner, but my husband gets out and works and gets so hot, and he claims he can't stand the air conditioning. So, I usually so busy in the summer, I don't notice it can and everything. Of course, this summer I hadn't been doing anything much.
Did you have a fireplace in the house that you grew up in?
Yes, sir. We had a fireplace over here in the old farmhouse. It still stands.
Do you remember what people call that open area right in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Was that used for anything?
No, it was, now a long time ago, I remember my mother, my dad logged in the winter months, or carpenter or something, you know. And he'd leave before daylight with a team. And she would, in the winter months, she would rake a few coals, rake a few coals out on the hearth, just red hot coals, and put a skillet on there. And I know she baked us some sweet potatoes, but she buried them in the ashes.
Yeah.
Buried the potatoes in the ashes.
I meant to ask you that when we were talking about cornbread. Have you ever heard of anybody making any kind of cornbread that they cooked, you know, in the fireplace and covered it with ashes?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I never eat any of it. But I ate those potatoes, and I remember we'd be so hungry, Mom wouldn't want to go way down at that old kitchen dining room, you know, because it was cold down there, to fix us some dinner. And so she'd fix our dinner there on the hearth. That's why I was old enough to go to school.
Well, what about talking about the fireplace? Those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
What do people call those?
Logs. What you call them? Logs.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a backstick or a back?
Yeah. I know. We would say we would take our faucets or whatever you want to call them. They got a name. And pull all your fire to the front, you know, that you got, and you lay your back stick over at the back. See that the drought or the, they pull the fire up past it. So my sister got burned real bad. Her hand, Mama had just laid on some fresh wood, and she threw around and fell in the fireplace and rammed her little hand down in between those logs. And that's all that saved her from getting her face burnt was those new logs my mother had laid on there, you see. It wasn't hot on top. And they put...